Recorded Books and RB Digital present Bloody Trail of the Mountain Man by William W. Johnstone and J.A. Johnstone. Narrated by Jack Garrett. Chapter 1. Big Rock, Colorado. It had rained earlier in the day, and though the rain had stopped, the sky still hung heavy with clouds, as if heaven itself was in mourning. Phil Clinton, editor of the Big Rock Journal, made the observation that this was the largest number of citizens ever to turn out for a funeral in Big Rock, Colorado. The Garden of Memory Cemetery was so full that the mourners spilled out of the grounds and onto Center and Ranney Streets. The service had been held in the First Baptist Church, which shared the cemetery with St. Paul's Episcopal. And because of Sheriff Monty Carson's popularity, memorial rites were held in St. Paul's, even as the funeral was being conducted in the Big Rock Baptist Church. Father Pyron stood with the mourners, but it was the Reverend E.D. Owen who was conducting the burial service. Monty Carson, dressed in black and with his head bowed, stood alongside the coffin of Ina Clare, his wife of the last 15 years. Sheriff Carson had invited Smoke and Sally Jensen, Pearlie Fontaine, and Cal Wood, all of whom were also wearing black, to stand with him next to the open grave. That was because the four represented the closest thing Monty had to a family. It was quiet and still, and Reverend Owen stood there for just a moment as if gathering his thoughts. In the distance, a crow cawed, and closer yet, a mockingbird trilled. The pastor began to speak.
"We have gathered here to praise God."